The 14-pounder bellowed, gun truck squealing as it recoiled across the planking until the breaching ropes brought it up short. A huge gush of flame-cored smoke belched from the muzzle, and Stuart's eyebrows rose as the very first shot scored a direct hit. The round shot punched through the brig's bulwark, slammed into the boat stowed atop the main hatch, tearing it in half and sending splinters hissing, then punched through the opposite bulwark and plunged into the sea, well beyond the merchant vessel. At least one member of the Harchong crew was down, writhing around on the deck with both hands locked around his right thigh. A splinter wound, Stuart thought. They could be far nastier than they first looked, especially with their tendency to become infected. He hadn't really expected Malden to actually hit the brig. In fact, what he'd wanted was for the first lieutenant to fire across her bow. He started to say something sharp, then stopped and mentally replayed his own instructions. Damn, I didn't say across the bow, did I? And I know how enthusiastic James is, too. He grimaced, but at least the single shot had produced the desired effect. The brig had let fly her sheets, spilling the wind from her sails in token of surrender, and Stuart looked up at his own sails. "Back the main topsail!" he commanded, and feet pattered across the deck. The main topsail yard swung around, taking the wind to the back, the sail pressing against the mast, and Squall lost speed rapidly. She drifted slowly to leeward, coming down upon her prize while canvas flapped and the bosun marshaled a party to lower the starboard quarterboat while Stuart turned to Captain Barnaby Cates, the commanding officer of Squall's marine detachment. "No nonsense out of them, Barnaby," he said. "We're closer to the shore than I like. Get their wounded man aboard the boat first, then check the cargo. Unless you find something interesting, make sure you've got everyone off and you've got her papers, assuming she's got any, then burn her."
"Aye, sir."
Cates touched his chest in salute, then jerked his head at his first sergeant.
"You heard the captain, sergeant?"
"Aye, aye, sir."
Stuart watched a half dozen Marines climbing into the boat along with the midshipmen detailed to command it, and the seamen told off as oarsmen. The swinging davits were another new innovation of Sir Dustin Oliver's, and Stuart heartily approved of the concept. They made it far easier and safer to drop a boat, and stowing a ship's boats on davits cleared a lot of precious deck space. The boat hit the water in the galleon's lee, the oars dug in, and the boat went swooping across the steep-sided waves in a cloud of spray and wind. Stuart remembered his own midshipman days and boat trips just like that one, although most of his had been made in what was at least technically a time of peace.
"Well, the lad better get used to it now," the captain thought soberly,
turning and looking back to the south where two columns of smoke climbed into the heavens, announcing that two of the brig's fellow coasters had already been put to the torch.
"Unless I miss my guess, he's going to be my age, at least, before this war's over. But in the meantime..."
He turned his attention back to his own prize, watching his boat go alongside, and shook his head. He felt a solid sense of satisfaction at depriving the group of four and its lackeys of the brig's cargo. Yet he took no pleasure in the thought of destroying the little ship's crew's livelihoods.
"Nothing I can do about that, except see to it they're treated as well as we can until we put them ashore somewhere."
He drew a deep breath, clasped his hands behind him, and began to pace slowly up and down the weather side of the deck.